From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. After approving an expensive and historic Medicare drug benefit last week, lawmakers are scheduled to return to Washington on Monday. Their immediate task, to finish work on spending bills for 2004. They'll also face criticism that the government's been on a spending binge. Republicans, once viewed as the champions of fiscal restraint, are now presiding over dramatic budget increases. The White House and GOP leaders on Capitol Hill say the extra spending is necessary to stimulate the economy and fight the war on terrorism. Their critics say excessive spending and the president's tax cuts have put the government on a dangerous financial track. NPR's John Itzde reports.
Over the past 2 years, Congress and the White House have boosted federal spending almost $300 billion, a 16% increase, more than double the average rate during the Clinton years. Just before leaving town for Thanksgiving, the Republican Congress and White House celebrated the passage of a new Medicare drug benefit that will cost at least $400 billion over the next decade. Arizona Republican John McCain vented his concern about the spending spree this weekend on Fox News Sunday.
The numbers are astonishing. Congress is now spending money like a drunken sailor, and I've never known a sailor drunk or sober with the imagination that this Congress has.
McCain also criticized President Bush, who hasn't vetoed a single spending request in 3 years. Longtime Washington budget analyst Stanley Collender of Fleischman Hillard says neither the Congress nor the White House is living up to traditional Republican rhetoric.
This is a Congress and a president that are talking about limiting spending and lowering the deficit when, in fact, they're doing not just the opposite, but the opposite in spades. In fact, this is likely to go down in history as one of the most fiscally irresponsible years ever in the United States since the United States was born.
And the bipartisan Concord Coalition, which has long taught the virtues of fiscal responsibility, isn't happy either.
Overall, I'd have to give a grade of F.
Robert Bixby is the Concord Coalition's executive director.
This year, what we've seen is a bizarre combination of tax cuts and entitlement and other spending increases, and it all adds up to big deficits for as far as the eye can see.
For 2004, the red ink is likely to approach $500 billion. President Bush says the growing deficits are mainly due to the recent recession and the bursting of the stock market bubble, as well as added spending for the war on terrorism. In a press conference this summer, the president outlined his plan for controlling the spending gap.
We have laid out a plan which shows that the deficit will be cut in half over the next 5 years, and that's good progress toward deficit reduction. That's assuming Congress holds the line on spending. I presented them with a 4% increase in the discretionary budget to help them hold the line on spending. They passed the budget. Now they've got to meet the budget.
So far, appropriations for 2004 are close to that 4% increase. But that doesn't include the $87 billion for rebuilding Iraq, nor the costly Medicare drug benefit. Connecticut Republican Christopher Shays, vice chairman of the House Budget Committee, defends the increased spending in the past 2 years.
When you add $87 billion for our war in Iraq and the rebuilding process, it's going to make all spending look a lot higher. But, you know, I think that people don't fully accept the fact that we're at war, and then don't fully grasp that our budgets have been impacted significantly by that.
But budget analyst Brian Riedel of the Conservative Heritage Foundation rejects the claim that most of the increased spending has gone for the war and homeland security.
Well, in reality, only 45% of all the spending increases in the last 2 years have been even remotely related to defense or the 9/11 attacks. That means 55% of spending has been for other areas: farm subsidies, education, Social Security, Medicare.
Riedel says the federal government has raised its spending from $16,000 per household in 1999 to $20,000 this year. He finds the implications unsettling.
If the federal government is going to continue spending $20,000 per household, eventually we're going to have to start taxing people $20,000 per household. On top of that, the prescription drug bill, when fully phased in, will probably cost about $1,000 more per household. And when that collides with the baby boomers retiring, what you're going to see in the long term is a fiscal train wreck.
The Congress and White House are depending on faster growth to solve the problem, and they point to strong growth in the third quarter and other positive economic data as vindication of their policies. But the critics argue that even respectable long-term growth won't solve the nation's mismatch between spending and tax revenues. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.